After years of failure, legislation that would make one form of medical cannabis legal is moving through the state House of Representatives. A panel voted narrowly Tuesday to push the issue forward. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, it was a major leap for state lawmakers.
For 90 minutes, a subcommittee of lawmakers heard testimony from prosecutors, law enforcement, and health officials, all aligned against medical marijuana, and a few people who testified for loved ones who might benefit. East Tennessee Republican Jeremy Faison stood by. For 4 years, he's pushed for medical cannabis. The hurdle has always been people who fear it'll eventually lead to full legalization.
This has nothing to do with destigmatizing marijuana. This has everything to do with some sick people who can greatly benefit from this plant.
The testimony left the panel evenly divided, causing House Speaker Beth Harwell to exercise her power to break the tie. Days ago, she announced her support for medical cannabis, in part because her own sister, a resident of Colorado, where marijuana is legal, has used it to manage pain. The plan in Tennessee is controversial, even among marijuana supporters. The proposal would allow only the sale of cannabis oil, which can be vaped but not smoked. The level of THC would also be limited. That's the chemical that causes a high. Some backers of medical cannabis hope to loosen the restrictions as the debate moves along. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.